Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
In a spiral never ending, are we drawn toward the source? Spinning at the mercy of an unrelenting force. So we stare into the emptiness and fall beneath the weight. Circling.
Welcome
the
back, 23 after the hour of the late great Ken Pogelberg. Bring us back there. That's the Nexus. That's the first song in the Innocent Age album. His clearly his greatest album of all time. It's a double album that I encourage you to check out. I promise you, you'll thank me later for turning you on to that album. I'm glad you're here. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com and ageofthecustomer.com. That's the one for my book, The Age of the Customer. Prepare for the Moment of Relevance, my new book. I encourage you to check out. I hope you'll buy it. You can find it on wherever books are sold, especially if you want the ebook. That's Kindle right now. At the moment, Kindle is where you, on Amazon, is where you find the ebook. And if you want an autographed copy, you can order it from me right there on my website, ageofthecustomer.com. I want to talk about some things that are going on right now. As you know, in the President's State of the Union speech, he declared that that climate change is subtle science. I mean, he literally raised his voice and almost, I think he may have even clenched his fist. And he told us that climate change is settled science. No more debate. We got to quit debating this. This is not to be debated anymore. You're at it. Your opinion doesn't matter anymore. And now, this week, Secretary, what's his name? I'll think of it in a minute. Secretary of State Kerry went to Malaysia and said, we don't have time for the Flat Earth Society to have another meeting. Anybody who, you know, doesn't agree with us that the climate is changing is a member of the Flat Earth Society. Now, that's not a way, folks. That's not a way to debate. That's not a way to get compromised. That's not a way to govern. That kind of language is not helpful at all. So, you know, if you remember last year, we asked you guys. We asked you, what do you think about all this? Well, 80% of the people who responded to our poll about climate change would be in what Obama called and what Kerry called the Flat Earth Society, because they disagree with 80% of our respondents don't agree with President Obama and don't agree with Secretary Kerry about that. In fact, 43% of that 80% said climate change zealots are the greatest threat to our time. Secretary Kerry said this week that climate change could be a great on par at the same level of danger to us as our weapons of mass destruction. He says that climate change currently is on par with nuclear weapons in the wrong hands. Now, whether you agree with him or not on climate change, you got to believe, you got to agree that's hyperbole, that's unnecessary. So I want to remind you about three reasons why I think small business owners aren't showing the president and Senator Kerry any respect with his climate change agenda. I told you about these three things last year, but I want to remind you about them. First, the president likes to pick winners and losers, but he isn't very good at it. With climate change, alternative energy, winners and losers, he likes to do that, but he's not very good at it. According to the Heritage Foundation, 34 companies that received over $7 billion of Obama's green engine loan guarantees, 34% are faltering, including 19 that have already filed for bankruptcy. Now, these numbers are not up to date, so it may be worse than this. The rest are either laying off workers or headed for bankruptcy. How about that? Number two, unilateral sacrifices by the U.S. will not stop global warming. China, for example, is the worst polluter in the world, emitting a fourth of global carbon dioxide, but producing only 10% of global GDP. They commit 25% of global warming byproducts, and yet they produce only 10% of GDP. Mr. President, check back with us when China and India and Malaysia sign on to your global warming plan, your climate change plan. They're the people that somebody should be talking to, not Americans. And number three, U.S. businesses aren't getting credit for carbon emission progress, especially when you measure it against economic production. And in my opinion, you have to use economic production to compare the carbon footprint of any country. The U.S. produces 22% of global GDP, but only 18% carbon emissions. So we build more than we pollute. Indeed, the International Energy Agency reports the U.S. has cut CO2 emissions more than any other country in the last 6 years to 1990 levels. Ladies and gentlemen, those are Kyoto levels. Those in the Kyoto Accords, 1998, the goal then was to get America's CO2 emissions to 1990 levels. Well, guess what? We've done that. Mostly because companies, businesses, have sought more efficient methods of doing business. And another way to look at this accomplishment, American businesses have almost tripled the GDP in the last 23 years, since 1990, without increasing emissions. Mr. President, I think we deserve high fives from you, not higher energy bills. Think about that, folks, when next time you hear somebody from Washington talk about climate change. Yes, the climate is changing. 5,000 years ago, 10,000 years ago, I should say, Ohio was under 5,000 feet of ice. Then, and the Great Lakes weren't even around.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.